Today, Shiv Baba himself has come to celebrate Shiv Jayanti with the children who have come from all four directions. How fortunate the children are, as the father himself has come to meet them and celebrate with them. The people in the world keep on invoking. They say, come, when will you come? They are not sure in which form he will come, but they keep on invoking him. And for you children, the father himself has come to celebrate with you. You would never have thought of this unique scene, even in your dreams. And the father has reached here to celebrate with you in the corporeal form on seeing the children of all four directions. The father is happy. And says, Vah! My Saligram children. Ma, the children who are corporeal at this time and will become angels and then the deities in the future. Wow. There is such a big difference between the Bhagat children and you, the knowledgeable children. The Bhagats reap the limited fruit of their pure feelings in the form of limited happiness, and they keep on singing the greatness of God. And for you, the knowledgeable children, where you don't sleep. And for you children, you do not go for limited fruit, but you get the unlimited fruit in the form of unlimited inheritance. Such a big contrast there is between the Bhagat souls and the knowledgeable children. Even the Bhagats celebrate Shiv Jayanti, the birthday of Shiva, and you children have also come here to celebrate Shiv Jayanti. But there is such a big difference between the celebrations. All of you have come to celebrate Shiv Jayanti, haven't you? You have come running for that. Someone has come from America, someone from London, someone from Australia, someone from Asia. You have reached here with so much love, and therefore Bap Dada celebrates the birthday of the father, because it is the father's celebration birthday as well as the children's birthday. So both are celebrating, and therefore congratulations, congratulations. The father cannot do any task in this corporeal world alone without the cooperation of the father, without the cooperation of the children. He has so much love for the children that he does not do anything alone without them. First he makes them instrumental, and then he works with them in a combined form as a karavanhar gets it done through them, so that they are in the front and become instrumental in the corporeal world. He does not like to be all by himself without his children. In the incorporeal world, you leave Baba alone and come down to this world, into this world. So you children leave Baba alone in the incorporeal world and come down to this corporeal world. Yes, you obey the father and come down Baba indirectly means you don't come down on your own, you are very obedient. But in the corporeal world, the father cannot stay alone without his children. He needs his children with him. And the children's promise is there too, that Baba, we will always be together and we will go home together. But only up to the incorporeal world. So Bap Dada was observing that all the children have so much zeal and enthusiasm for celebrating the father's birthday. So see, the father also because of the children's love comes down and takes this physical body on loan in order to meet you. This is called alaukik, divine love. The children cannot stay without the father, and the father cannot stay without the children. And the love is also intense, immense, but he is also that much detached too. So extremely loving and extremely detached. This is why the praise of the father is detached and loving. The Hindi words are nyara means detached and pyara means loving. So nyara and pyara. The children have brought many things for the father in the form of gifts, cards, letters, and so many other gifts too. And today in the subtle regions, there was a wonderful display of all your things in the subtle regions. It was in the form of a museum. Your museum is in the form of service museum, and Baba's museum is the museum of love. So whatever you have brought or sent, it is the form of love, in the form of The gifts are in the form of love, which is on display in the subtle regions and on seeing. Then the father keeps on smiling with happiness. The things may not be something big, but when love is filled in them, then even small things become great. They become very great. They don't see the things, that is, Baba does not see the thing of material. That is, Baba does not see that this is paper or this is card. But the love which is filled in those things, that is seen by the father. This is why Baba said there is a museum of love in the subtle regions. With the father, and you do not have any of such a museum in this corporeal world. Nowhere else could there be such a museum in this corporeal world anywhere. When Baba sees each gift which you bring with love, then on seeing the gift itself, Baba visualizes your face in that gift too. Do you have such a camera in this corporeal world? In which you can make such a photograph even in the things you send? When Baba sees your gifts, when Baba saw the gifts, a pure thought came in Baba's mind. Should Baba tell you what thought came in Baba's mind? If Baba tells you, you'll have to do it, will you do it? Are you ready to do it? Think over. A thought came in Bab Dada that the gift you have already sent to Bab Dada, and Bab Dada has received the gift, but along with that, Bab Dada needs another gift. The gifts you have sent are very good indeed. However, Bab Dada needs another gift. Are you ready to give that gift too? Those sitting at the back, say, are you ready to give that gift to Bab Dada? Very good. Recipe Even otherwise, when Shiv Jayanti is celebrated, means it's the birthday. And on this day, something or the other is sacrificed to Shiva. They always surrender something to Shiva. So Bhaktada thought that, yes, all the children have already surrendered themselves to Baba. Haven't you surrendered yourselves to Baba? Have you? Or have you kept some part of you still with yourself? Have you surrendered yourselves completely to Baba? Or have you kept something partly with you also? On this day, people even take a vow. So, Bap Dada had a thought that sometimes the children, as they move along, it's not always, but sometimes, as the children move along, get a little bit tired. They think that it is hard work they are doing, or they say that they think that it's too much work to remember Baba all the time, to do yoga constantly. Well, and they're also quite definite that it will come one day, and they say to Baba, Baba, yes, one day it will be constant. It will be constant, Baba. Don't worry, Baba. It will be constant one day. However, Bap Dada does not like that children get tired or they feel lonely or sometimes get disheartened and say to themselves, who knows whether I am lucky or not. And they have so many negative thoughts about the self, which Baba does not like. Baba does not like at all that the children do hard work, do labor. You are the masters and masters laboring. How can Baba bear that? You are the masters of the authority, the children of the authority, and therefore the masters of God Himself. Just think. And you still make efforts, that is, you work hard, you labor. Will Baba like that? Even hearing about that is not liked by Baba. So, a thought came in Baba that why should the children not, all the children should not give this gift to Baba. So why don't they give this gift? Because anyway, you give a gift to Baba on Baba's birthday, and that gift, those gifts which you already have given, they have immersed themselves in the subtle regions and Baba has seen them. Because physically the gifts won't go to the subtle regions, but your thoughts reach there in a subtle form. So, your gifts have already reached Baba. But the thought which came in Baba was that why not on this day the children give that gift which Baba wants, so should Baba take that gift from you? Are you ready to give that gift? Or will you give here and when you go back to London, you take back the gift? You will say, oh, well, that was part of mother, but now that I'm back, I brought back the gift. I've come back in my country and my gift is back with me. Hope you won't say that. Because the children are also very clever. They have become clever indeed. What they tell Baba? They say, Baba, we don't want it. We don't even like to take it back. But what happens? It comes back to us. But even if it comes back, why do you accept it? Yes, it does come back. That's true. But if you don't like something and someone forcibly gives you that, will you take it? Will you accept it? Or will you refuse it? You will refuse it. Or even if he gives you, you'll give him back, won't you? So why do you accept this gift from Maya? Maya will try to bring it back to you. But you should not accept it. Do you have that much courage? Do you have that much courage? Think over. Don't go there and say, Baba, what to do? I did not want it that way, but it happened. Do not write such letters to Baba. Will you write such letters? No, you shouldn't write. Yes, your courage and Bab Dada's help. Do not reduce your courage. And see, you will continue to receive Baba's help. You also have the experience of it that when you keep the courage, Baba's help comes to you at the time of need automatically. And it will continue to be like that. It is guaranteed. Your courage and Baba's help. So, what was the thought which came in Baba's mind? Baba is seeing your faces and finding out whether you have the courage or not. Yes, you are courageous because if it wouldn't be the courage in you, then how would you become Baba's children? It was because of your courage that you became Baba's children. The proof of you becoming Baba's children is the proof of your courage is that you became Baba's children. But the only thing is that you sometimes forget that you are courageous. When something happens and that incident passes away, then you remember that you had the courage but you did not do it. After the time has passed, the thoughts come. But if you use the powers at the right time, then you will be called a knowledgeable soul, a yogi soul. But Bab Dada is happy about one thing at least. What is that? Do you know? What is Baba very happy about? What is he happy about? Say. I don't know what someone said, but Baba says, well, that of course is, oh, someone said that we became Baba's children and that's why Baba's happy. Baba said, yes, that Baba already said, but what else is Baba happy about? That the children have love of the heart. But that's right. Anything else? Something about you. And Baba's happy about it. That you have challenged Maya. Yes? Okay. Anything else? What is Baba happy about? The children sometimes get defeated by Maya, but then again they fight back and win Maya. And that, and Baba says, oh, that's, Baba's happy about that. Well, that's okay. Anything else? About which Baba is very happy. Baba has another thought. It's a different thought. The children are very fortunate. Yes, that's all right. Anything else? The children are his heirs. Anything else? Anything else? Children are honest with Baba. Yeah, Baba was remembering this child and she is in front of Baba today. Who is it? Savi. She should show her face to me. Luciana. So Baba was remembering Luciana today. And Baba saw all the children. Baba was remembering Luciana. It's good you have reached. Anything else? That the children are not going to leave Baba, come what may. Okay, Baba says, good, congratulations, you will not leave Baba. You tell very deep things. Baba wants something very little, not very deep. You have become too knowledgeful. Dada was happy to see that many children have sent small notes to Baba that, Baba, we will come in the rosary of 16,108. So Bap Dada thought, when so many will come in the rosary of 16,108, then the rosary of 108 will have to multiply it 5 times. And that means the rosary of 108 will be 5-fold rosary. Should Baba make such a rosary? 7-8-fold rosary of 108, that many in one rosary. Should Baba do that? All those who have made the determined thought that, Baba, we will come in the rosary of 108 or 16,108, that is very, very good. Baba is very happy about it. But you have to now sustain this thought by becoming more and more determined in this thought. Do not make this thought weak in you. by saying, oh, I'm not sure whether I will be able to attain this stage or not. I don't know, I don't know. So don't say, I don't know. You already know that Maya will come, but you keep on stamping with the determination on the thought, I will be victorious, I will be victorious. My faith is strong, it is eternal, it is unbroken. Isn't your faith unbroken? Eternal, unbroken. Should Baba, if you say yes, then should Baba send Maya to you to frighten you? Should Baba send Maya to you? You won't get frightened? Actually, Maya is frightened of you, and you are here frightened of Maya. Actually, Maya tries to look for any open door. It keeps searching for the doors. And why do you have to be afraid of Maya? Maya is nothing. Maya is nothing. Say that and Maya will be nothing. It cannot come to you. It cannot come to you and it will not come to you. If you say, oh, I don't know what to do, it means you have opened the gate for Maya to come. It's like invoking Maya. So it's good that you have made a determined thought. Many children have written that they will also come in the rosary of 108. They have promised to Baba. You have promised to Baba, haven't you? All those who are sitting here, out of you, how many have made a promise to Baba that you will come in the rosary of 108? Raise your hand. Those who have made a determined thought to come in the rosary of 108, raise your hand. Let your hand be raised high. And you want to come in the rosary of 108? What about that side? No one raising the hand. Raise it higher. You want to come in the rosary of 108? Do you not? Those sitting in the middle are not raising. Don't you want to come in the rosary of 108? Raise it higher. Do this drill of raising your hand. Keep it raised till Baba says. Yeah. Very good. Congratulations. Now you can clap. Do not think that how many can come in the rosary of 108. How? And there are so many, I don't know where I will be. What you do is that you start counting. And, dadis will come in that, didis will come in that, and then dadas will come in that. Those in the advance party will also come in that. Where will my number be? I don't know. As Bab Dada has said, that Baba can make a rosary of 108 in many fold. So many fold 108 rosary. So do not worry. Do not look at others. You will definitely get a number. This is the Father's guarantee. But the only thing is that you should not stay away or separate yourself from the rosary or come down from your throne, because it will not look good if even one bead comes out of the rosary. If one bead comes out, will that rosary look beautiful? So don't do that. Otherwise, Baba will guarantee, and he has guaranteed that you will come in the rosary. Today you have come to celebrate, haven't you? And Baba has come to celebrate too. He has not come to speak the mudli. So even those who have not raised their hand, even they are welcome. Come in the rosary of 108. You are welcome. Actually, it is in bhakti that they have made a rosary of 108. Bab, Dada, can increase the rosary. Well, only an authority will say this. So Baba says, Bab Dada can increase the rosary. It's only in bhakti that they have made rosary of 108. So Baba will take this gift, take a gift from you. He will not leave that. It's a small gift, it's not a big gift. Why does Baba say that? Because Baba observed the chart of the children, 6 months chart of the children. He didn't go very far. And what did Baba saw in the 6 months chart of the children? That if sometimes children pass through upheavals or their stage begins to shake, is because of three things, and it is either of the three things which comes in different forms of circumstances, situations and problems. Which are those three things? One is waste or impure thoughts. Waste or impure words. Or negative words. So waste or negative thoughts. Waste negative words. Waste negative actions. So thoughts, words, actions. Waste and negative. It's not that you commit sinful actions. Of course, sometimes they are committed, but they are very less compared to before. But wastage is more. The storm of waste thoughts shake you completely. And then you start. First they come in the form of thoughts, then they come in the form of words, and then in the form of actions. And the result of all that is or as Baba saw the result, it's more in the thoughts. In words, it's less. In actions, even less. But in the thoughts, when the storm comes, so much time is wasted. The time which you should be spending in being creative, you waste that time in waste thoughts. Therefore, Bab Dada was observing these three things: thoughts, words, actions, thinking, speaking and doing. Baba wants the gift of all these three from you. Are you ready to give the waste in thoughts, words and actions to Baba? Now raise your hand, those who are ready. Those who say that we have already given, not that you will give, but those who say we have given. And Baba is telling those who are taking the video and photograph, take the video. And take it very well. It should be very conspicuous, very clear. Can you find out whether someone is not raising their hand? And Baba is saying, take the video of every side, left, right, middle, everywhere. So keep your hand raised, because Baba wants everything to be done properly. Keep your hand raised. Are you tired? Raise it higher. You don't do drill, is it? That's why you get fat. You don't do exercise. So, has everyone's photo been taken? What about those at the back? Did you take their photograph too? Those on this end are not raising their hand? Yes, now you raised. So, everyone has surrendered. Now don't take back the gift. Don't say that, I don't know how I spoke, but I should not have, but the words came, I don't know how they came. So you have to close your mouth. You know, the button, you have buttons on your shirt. So just like with a button, you close the shirt. So you button your shirt, so you should button your lips, Baba Singh. Baba has so much love for the children, and the sign of Baba's love is that Baba cannot bear to see you doing hard work. When Baba sees you laboring, at that time the thought comes in Baba, let me go down in the corporeal world and help him and tell him something. But Baba is in the subtle world, in the incorporeal world. Indirectly, Baba wants to say that he should get that touching, but that time he's so much in body consciousness that he can't receive the touching. So Baba says, Baba wants you to keep on swinging in the swing of love all the time. When you swing in the swing of love, you will experience no labor. All the labor will be finished. You should not even think, I should finish labor, I should finish the labor. No, just sit on the swing of love and the labor will finish by itself. You should not try to take it away from you or go away from it. No, just sit on the swing of love of the Father. So Shiv Jayanti means the day on which the children have finished the labor. Have you finished the labor on this day? Baba has faith in his children. But I don't know, Baba says, why some children just stay away from the Father. Even Baba is not aware of why they go away from Baba. Remain under the canopy of the Father's protection. The meaning of Brahmin life is to keep on swinging, not in Maya, but because even Maya makes you swing. At Amrit Vela, Baba observes, Maya makes you swing. It makes you swing, doesn't it? In the subtle region, instead of coming to the subtle regions, instead of going to the incorporeal world, you go to the world of sleep. It is said that yoga makes you double light, but then, on the contrary, your head becomes heavy. So Maya makes you swing, but do not swing in that swing of Maya. For half a kalpa you have already swung so much in Maya swing. You already had the experience of it, haven't you? Did you get anything from that? Did you get? You only became more and more tired, didn't you? Now, swing in the swing of super sensuous joy. Swing in the swing of happiness. Swing in the swings of different experiences, of powers. There are so many swings which you have got for swinging on. Even the princes and princesses of this world won't have that many swings. You can swing in any swing you want. You can swing in the swing of love one moment, and the next moment swing in the swing of bliss, and the next moment swing in the swing of knowledge. You have so many swings, unlimited, uncountable swings. Do not come down from the swing. You know, when someone is loved a great deal, then the parents of that child wish that the child should never put his feet on the floor, or mud should touch the child's feet. The child should be either in the lap or should be on the swing or maybe on a carpet, but not on the floor or on the mud. Isn't it like that? So, you are such beloved children. Could there be anyone more beloved than you? You are the children who are beloved of the Father, of God. But if you come in body consciousness, then what that body consciousness, it is like mud, is it? What is the body called? It is said that from dust, the body has come to dust, thou shall return. So why do you put your foot in the dust? That is, why do you become body conscious? Some children love dust. They even eat mud, you know. Little children, they love to eat mud. The Baba says, you should not eat mud. Do not even put your foot on the dust. That is, do not have any waste thought. Even a waste thought is like putting your foot on the dust. Even in your thoughts, body consciousness should not come. Therefore, have the intoxication that we are so beloved. Beloved of whom? Beloved of the Father. Even in golden age, we are not the beloved of God. There we are the beloved of the divine souls, the deity souls. But at this time, we are the beloved of God the Father.
Thank you.
You are the masters of your mind, aren't you? Therefore, in a second, you should be able to stop your thoughts. When you say stop, the thoughts should stop. It shouldn't be that you say stop to your thoughts and the mind continues to work. If it does, then it means that your power of a master is less. If the master is powerful, then the mind will not create even one thought without the direction of the master. If the master says stop, then the mind should stop. If it says start, then the mind should start. And where the master wants to take the mind, there the mind should go. It shouldn't be that because the mind has a habit of a long time to have waste thoughts, and you want to have pure thoughts in the mind, and the mind goes towards waste. If it does, then it means that the master does not know how to become a master. So you have to practice this.
Stop when you see. Stop there.
Find out whether it does stop when you say it to stop, or does it take some time to stop. If you want to apply a brake to your car and it doesn't stop immediately but stops after some time, then is that car of any use? Is the driver of that car really worthy one, or is the one who commits accidents? If he applies a brake, the car should stop in a second. This practice will take you closer to your karmatit stage. You have to pass fully by going beyond even the thoughts of karmas. That is full pass in every subject. It shouldn't be 75% or even 90%, but it should be full pass, 100%. But this stage will come only when you use the stock of powers in you in a practical way. You have been told earlier also that Baba has already given you all the powers and you have taken them too. But whether they are being used at the time of need or not, or whether they are only kept away in the storeroom, you may have a big stock of them, but if they are not used at the time of need, then it is as good as not having them. So therefore, you have to experience that. Let the situation be very sensitive situation. However, you give an order to your mind and intellect, become detached and look at everything as a detached observer. Then that situation will be pressed under your stage, your unshakable, immovable stage. It will come underneath and be pressed down. You should not leave your seat. To have the practice of sitting on the seat of stability constantly will enable you to sit on the throne in the future. If you do not know how to stabilize yourselves on this seat of stability constantly, then there in the future also you will sit on the throne only occasionally, not constantly. This seat which you sit on here will enable you to claim the throne in the future. The rhyming words in Hindi, seat in Hindi is asan, and throne in Hindi is singhasan. So asan will enable you to get singhasan. Seat will enable you to get the throne. The one who is going through fluctuation will not be able to sit stable on the seat. this is why Baba has said, finish the waste, finish the impure, and you will become stable and unshakable. And if you are seated on the seat of stability constantly, then your future throne will also be constant. Your memorial is here in Abu. It's called Achalgar, the unshakable fortress. Whose memorial is it? It is the memorial of your stage. It is the stage of stability. So keep on trying, keep on using, keep on experimenting and experiencing. Don't just take it for granted that you have the powers, but use them at the time of need. If you won't use them at the time of need, then when you really need them, they may deceive you. This is why try to use them in even minor situations, because the situations will continue to come, and they are coming all the while, all the time. Bapdada has told you earlier also that presently continue to have more and more experiences of different virtues, powers, become experienced in them. To such an extent that whoever comes in front of you should be able to, with the help of your experience, receive some attainment from you. Because day by day, the souls are becoming more and more weak, and they will become more and more weaker. To such souls, you have to give support with your virtues and powers and make them strong. O okay, you are the masters, and Baba tells you salutations to the masters, Malikam Salam. And we see in return, Salam Malikam. So children say in return, salutations to the master who calls us the masters. They say in Urdu, you know, Persian, all the languages, Salam Malikam. And the one who hears it will say in return, Malikam Salam. Malik means master, Salam is salutations. Okay. Sudeshwin is telling Baba that souls have come from 66 countries. From 66 countries, souls have come. Congratulations, you have come from 66 countries. So multi-million times, congratulations to the children who have come from 66 countries. Ultimately, all of you will spread round the whole world. Wherever people will see, they will see angels dressed in white. How many countries are there in all Americas? All those who are from the different countries of Americas, I think Baba's asking how many? Do you have the numbers? 14 countries in the Americas. Raise your hand. North, South, Central America, Caribbean, all from Americas. North, South, Central America, Caribbean. From 19 countries of the Americas. Very good. What wonders will Americas show? The name is very good. America means A Meri A. In Hindi, America means A Meri A. Oh, mine come. A means come. Meri means mine. A means come. So, America, oh, mine come. So, America, that oh, mine come. And Americas should say, come, oh mine come, oh mine come, and make everyone belong to Baba. Isn't it like that? Is it like that? The centers are increasing in the Americas. Which other continent? Those of Africa, all Africa and Mauritius. Africa and Mauritius, raise your hand. All Africa, 13 countries of Africa and Mauritius. Even South Africa in this? And Mauritius. Mauritius also raising the hand? So what will Africa and Mauritius do? Africa should make others worthy of getting blessings. Afreen, that's a Hindi word, Afreen. Afreen means blessings like or thanks. So those of Africa and Mauritius should beat the drums in such a way that the people should say, thank you, thank you. You are blessed, you are blessed. Which other countries? Thirteen countries of Asia. All Asia, raise your hand. Singapore, Malaysia, Japan, Hong Kong, Philippines, Thailand, Korea, China, Hong Kong, all 13 countries. What will Asia do? Asia will fulfill the desires and hopes of all. The Hindi word is Asha. Asia, Baba is rhyming. Asha. Asha means hope. So when you will fulfill the hopes of all, people will say, Wah, Asia, Wah. Would you raise your hand, all Asia? Which other continent? 17 countries of Europe. UK also in it? Europe is the foundation of service in foreign lands. The foundation is always considered, or attention is always paid to the foundation. They see to it that it should be strong. They want to know how strong it is. So Europe, the foundation is very strong because from there so many different branches have started. First, when the seed is sown in the soil, at the beginning, two leaves come out of the seed, they are called. So, which are the two first center, which was the first center? London. Then after London, Hong Kong opened. So, it was these two centers, London and Hong Kong. At the beginning, they're like the two cotyledons coming from the seed, and then from them the stem comes, and then from the stem the branches come, and from these branches the sub-branches come, and so on. And in this way the tree of service in foreign lands became green. So, London and Hong Kong were the first leaves of the seed, and multi-million times congratulations to them. Actually, it was in the year 1973 when the first center opened in Hong Kong as well as in London. Which other? Oh, Middle East. Middle East. So, Israel and Iran and Baba Singh, yes, they're very good. Dubai, UAE, Israel, Middle East, all the countries in the Middle East. UAE, Israel, Iran, wherever there are few, there are few, but very good. Now the Middle East has to become a model. Middle East should become a model. Expand service so much that they should not call you Middle East, but they should call you model. You will increase the service, won't you? Those of the Middle East. Because the whole world is to be benefited, then you have to give benefit to those who are in the Middle East, is it not? Otherwise, one part of the world will remain unserved, and that's not good. So, whenever anyone tells you that, do you belong to the Middle East? You should say, no, we belong to the Model East. Who else? Russia and the Baltic lands. Raise your hand, Russia and the Baltic lands? Baltic countries? Russia and the Baltic countries nearby Russia? Raise your hand. Baba did not say Europe first. Europe, those of Europe, raise your hand. Europe and London, UK. Many from Europe and UK. Very good. Yeah, the first leaf, therefore great expansion is good. Now Russia, raise your hand. All those of Russia and the Baltic lands, Baltic countries, Baltic countries. What will those of Russia do? Communism has ruled in Russia for a long period. And now it's going to be the rule of deities in Russia. Communists had ruled Russia for a long time, now it will be the rule of deities in Russia. Because it's close to Bharat, and it will come closer to Bharat and become part of heaven. The far away countries will be different, but Russia is closer to Bharat, and therefore it will be the land of deities there. Now it's not the land of deities, but for a long time communists have been ruling, and now it has become free. So very soon there will be the rule of the king and queen there. You like it? You like the rule of king and queen? Yes? Yes. Emperor and empress of golden age ruling there. The expansion is taking place at a fast speed right there. Mahadada is happy with the service being done there. So I think those of Russia had said, they had told the Baba that, Baba, we wish to come closer and put flowers on you. And Baba said, you can do it from there itself. You can do it from there. Just spread your fingers and that will be like showering flowers to Baba. Say, like, do it. Yes, yes, Baba has received your flowers. And these flowers are so fragrant, Baba has already received the fragrance. It's the fragrance coming from the flowers of love in your heart, and that has reached Baba. What else? So Australia is also included in Asia, so that was specific. What about Australia, Baba? Asia is a continent, but Australia is a separate continent. Those of Australia, raise your hand. Australia, New Zealand, Fiji. Pacific, there are few from there. Australia has to go fast now. Bhaktada has many beginning jewels in Australia, but at the moment they have become incognito. They have gone in a bhatti. You have got a retreat house now, and they will come out of that bhatti. Then there'll be a big group of Australians here. Yes, there are hidden souls there in Australia. Australia is big. And therefore in the Brahmin family also it is big, but they are probably being like Baba is saying, cooked in the furnace. So they are hidden. Baba has great hope in Australia. Why? Because London and Australia, they were running a race. Actually, Australia had more souls than they were in London. But now they have become incognito, and they will be revealed one day. They are non-known now, unknown, but they'll become well-known soon. They will become. have the double foreigners being refreshed. Say, Bab Dada has come in particular only for you. Have all of you become refreshed? Baba has double love for the double foreigners. The Subeshwin is very courageous. She's telling Baba, Baba, there are many first timers. All the first timers, raise your hand. Yeah, lower your hand. Today is the father's birthday, is it not? And therefore, all those who have come for the first time in this kalpa, Bab Dada, on this day in particular, celebrates their new birthday. So congratulations to you on your birthday. Sing the song, Happy Birthday to you. Day to you. It is good. Congratulations to you multi-million times on your birthday. Wadi then has a question which gift did Brahma Baba give to Shiv Baba? And Baba says Brahma Baba already gave all the gifts to Baba, so Brahma Baba didn't have any gift with himself left. When he became perfect, he gave away everything to Baba. He doesn't have anything with him. Children have something hidden with them. And therefore, Baba is asking for the gift. The only thing is that Brahma Baba is waiting for you there in the subtle regions. Every day He stands with open arms and says, come children, come children. So you have to become like the father and return to the subtle regions. The gates of Paramdham are not being opened because you children are not yet ready. They are waiting for you to be ready. Brahma Baba keeps on reminding you. Baba sometimes tells Baba, Shiv Baba, Baba, should I open the gate of Paramdham? And Shiv Baba says, wait for a while. So, all the double foreigners met Baba now? You met Baba very well, didn't you? It's a big family. And therefore, everything has to be shared equally. In a small family, then it is shared in a small family. But if it's a big family, then that much amount has to be shared in large numbers, to more members. But if there wouldn't be a big family, then on whom will you rule? You won't rule on 5 or 10 people. You need a big kingdom to rule on, is it not? If there is going to be such a big kingdom, you need the subjects also in that large number, and therefore the family has to expand. Okay. To all the very, very fortunate children in all four directions. Who are celebrating Shiv Jayanti with the Father. You are not only multi-million times fortunate, but to the extent your fortune can go, to that extent you are fortunate. Therefore, to such fortunate souls, to the children who follow the Father's footstep under His directions all the time, to such close souls, to the children who are always the masters and are seated on the seat of stability at this time, and will sit on the throne of the world in the future, to such unshakable souls, Bap Dadas, to such unshakable souls who are always swinging in the swing of love of the Father, and will go with the Father to such companion children of Bap Dada, Bap Dadas, congratulations on this birthday as well as Yaad Pyar. And to all the masters, Namaste of the Father. Thank you.